Now you've noticed that all of these chapters in Mark are just chuck full of action. And this 10th chapter is no exception. In fact, there is no exception to it anywhere. And we have in this chapter Jesus speaking on marriage and divorce. We have first a brief on marriage and divorce, and that's the first 12 verses, and then the blessing of the little children, verses 13 through 16, then the bewilderment of the rich young ruler, verses 17 through 22, and then the beneficiaries of this world's wealth and their responsibility. That's verses 23 to 31. And then beholding again the death and resurrection of Jesus, 32 and 34, and then the brothers, James and John, and their unbrotherly desire, verses 35 to 45. And then we have blind Bartimaeus, and he receives his sight. We have a lot of BBs in this chapter, but that's the way we've divided it, and you'll find that in our book, Marching Through Mark. I hope that you've sent in for it. And by the way, we have to confine the books to those who support the program, and I'm sure that you understand that. And those who would ask for the books would be those, I'm sure, interested in the program, and I mean really interested in studying the Word of God and wanting to get it out to others. Now here in this first verse, and I'll begin reading here, "And he arose from thence and cometh into the coast of Judea." And you'll notice that there is a movement in Mark here. The fact of the matter is, the geography here in Mark is quite interesting. Back in verse 30 of chapter 9, the last chapter, it says, "They departed thence, passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it." He's making his final departure from there, and he certainly didn't want a big send-off, because that's not what our Lord was after at all. Now he comes into the coast of Judea by the farther side of Jordan, which means on the east side, and that was in that area that we call Decapolis, where the 10 cities were. And here we have, "By the farther side of Jordan, and the people resort unto him again, and as he was wont, he taught them again." He's now making his final ascent to Jerusalem. Now the enemy's there, the bloodhounds of hate are on his trail, and the Pharisees came to him and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him?" Now we need to understand that they have not asked this question because they want an answer. They're asking him the question in order to trap him. And they had their own viewpoint concerning marriage and divorce. And we see here that it's a trick question. Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife? Well, that's a trick question, don't you see? If he said it was not lawful to, then he would contradict Moses. This question was a live one at this time because Herod had put away his wife and married his brother Philip's wife, and John the Baptist had been beheaded because he'd spoken out against it. Now, if Jesus said no to their question, it would not only make him contradict Moses, it would bring him into conflict with Herod. And the death of Jesus was not to be determined on this issue. That's very important to see. Now, on the other hand, if he said yes to their question, then they could accuse him, you see, of being lax in his teaching here.